You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast. This is OTT Play. Sizzling Samachar of the day.
Welcome to Sizzling Samachar, your daily dose of entertainment news. I'm your host Nikhil. News first from Hollywood. Nintendo game director Shigeru Miyamoto alongside Illumination's Chris Meledandri has officially announced the long-anticipated sequel to the Super Mario Bros. Movie scheduled for release on April 3, 2026. The ensemble cast featuring Chris Pratt, Charlie Day, Anya Taylor-Joy, Jack Black and Seth Rogen is expected to reprise their roles. In the first film, Mario, played by Chris Pratt, and his brother Luigi, played by Charlie Day, transition from Brooklyn plumbers to Mushroom Kingdom heroes through a mystical pipe. Details about the plot of the sequel film remains under wraps, but Chris Pratt hints at the post-credits scene unveiling Mario's dinosaur companion Yoshi, suggesting a potential journey to Yoshi's Island from based on the game Super Mario World to Yoshi's Island. Next piece of news, Zach Galifianakis, the Hangover actor, has joined the star-studded cast of Only Murders in the Building Season 4. The announcement follows the recent inclusion of Eugene Levy and Meryl Streep, who will reprise her role from third season. According to sources, Galifianakis will have a recurring part in the murder mystery comedy series, starring Eva Longoria, Molly Shannon, Eugene Levy and Kumail Nanjiani alongside Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez. Currently, little is known about the plot of the new season. Galifianakis' eclectic comedic experience, combined with his role as the lead in FX's Baskets, heightens interest for the show, which is still in development. More Hollywood news. Given the high acclaim of the second half of Season 2, the Invincible team is already into production for Season 3. With lead actor Steven Yeun confirming the ongoing efforts, Season 3, set to release in a timely fashion, promises to expand the narrative beyond Earth's confines. As Mark Grayson's journey unfolds, he grapples with his father's legacy and faces the looming threat of the Viltrumite Empire. The streamlined production process ensures a quicker release, fulfilling creator Robert Kirkman's commitment to shorter waits between seasons. With high stakes and a stellar cast including Yeun, J.K. Simmons and Sterling K. Brown, the Invincible saga continues to captivate audiences. Next piece of news, Claire Danes, popular as the Emmy Award winner for her stellar performance in the show Homeland, joins Tom Hiddleston in Apple TV Plus's The Essex Serpent. The series, adapted from Sarah Perry's novel, weaves a tapestry for forbidden love, religious propaganda, Darwinism, self-discovery and domestic abuse. Danes, as the widowed Cora Seaborn, explores the marshlands of Essex to investigate a mythical serpent, leading to a passionate love affair with Hiddleston's vicar Will Ransom. The thematic richness extends beyond their romance, touching on societal restrictions and the complexity of female characters. With atmospheric visuals and nuanced storytelling, The Essex Serpent emerges as a standout in Apple TV Plus's repertoire. Next piece of news, after a 7-year development limbo, Now You See Me 3 is finally gaining momentum. Lionsgate has announced that production is set to begin in the spring, with director Ruben Fleischer, known for Venom, attached to the project. Despite several changes in the plot due to different writers coming on board, the film is now on track for realization. Jesse Eisenberg, who plays J. Daniel Atlas in the franchise, has expressed a strong desire to reprise his role, stating that he feels a deep connection to the character and is desperate to work alongside the talented cast, including Woody Harrelson, Morgan Freeman, Mark Ruffalo, Isla Fisher, Dave Franco, Lizzie Kaplan, Daniel Radcliffe, and more. Next up, acclaimed director Anandel Rai is set to make his debut into the OTT world, given his keen interest on adding different content to the plethora of existing thriller repertoire on OTT. Known for his exceptional work in hit movies Tanu Vedzmanu and Ranjana, Rai shows his interest in delving into themes of love and drama on OTT, expected for a release this year. Apart from his OTT venture, Rai has a busy year ahead, directing Tere Ishq Mein, a film reuniting him with actor Dhanush. The film explores the complexities of love and rage. Rai is also celebrating the success of his recent production, the Marathi film Jimma 2, which emerged as one of the biggest hits of 2023. Mollywood news, Prithviraj Sukumaran's incredible transformation takes center stage in the trailer for The Goat Life, also titled Aadu Jeevitham, directed by Blessy. The film follows the real-life journey of Najee, played by Prithviraj Sukumaran, as he faces challenges in search of a better life. The visually stunning trailer showcases a glimpse into the unique survival adventure inspired by the Malayalam novel Aadu Jeevitham. Director Blessy emphasizes the film's exceptional nature, with truth being stranger than fiction. Prithviraj Sukumaran reflects on the film's decade-long journey, calling it more than just a movie but a deeply touching story. Set to release on March 28, 2024 in multiple languages, the film promises an enthralling cinematic experience. Last piece of news from the Oscar Awards to wrap up. The 96th Academy Awards celebrated Oppenheimer's triumph with 7 wins, including Best Picture at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. Cillian Murphy secured Best Actor for his role in the blockbuster biographical drama, while Emma Stone won Best Actress for Poor Things. Christopher Nolan finally earned Best Director after 8 nominations, while Oppenheimer star Robert Downey Jr. and The Holdovers actress Dwayne Joy Randolph also claimed top honors for Best Supporting Actor and Actress, respectively. The star-studded event, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel, witnessed historic moments like Billie Eilish and Finneas becoming the youngest 2-time winners for Best Song. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next time, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.